We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
California 2020. Where are we at in the Golden State? It seems as though many changes are taking place. Governor Newsom signed some 1,200 new laws in 2019, which will go into effect in 2020. Along with that, taxes could increase this year to help pay for the many social programs California provides. Also, it is reported that over 200,000 Californians relocated to states like Texas and Arizona during 2019, which surprisingly could affect the number of congressional seats by one or possibly two, reducing the influence California has on national politics. It may sound like a big number, but be more concerned by the trend, not by the numbers today. In fact, the state franchise board is becoming increasingly aggressive in identifying those that may be utilizing legitimate tax loopholes to avoid the high tax rate. Those who have left the state may be subject to scrutiny that has never been experienced. The reason for this is the dwindling tax base, which is needed to keep the state coffers full and pay for the many programs mandated by the legislation. As the middle-income earners leave the state, a void is realized, with less commerce and less taxes collected. Those who are unemployed or choose not to work are guaranteed food, housing, and financial assistance above what California taxpayers can generate. Eventually, there will be not enough taxable income generated to keep California afloat. I mentioned the 1,200 new laws signed into effect by Governor Newsom. One such law is in response to complaints from the taxi lobby over the success of entities like Uber and Lyft. The new law will make it illegal to be a private contractor except for a very few occupations such as hairdressers. Now, businesses planning to use independent contractors will be subject to new restriction on the situations in which they can do so. And more of those workers will now be considered employees. With this change, those who were contracted workers, such as loggers, will no longer be considered as such and will require that the one contracting services will be liable for providing the same benefits as a regular employee, which will result in higher costs for doing business and could possibly eliminate jobs. Another interesting change relates to California inmates who will no longer be charged for copay for medical care or fees for medically necessary items. Many inmates currently held in California prisons have the means to meet the copay amount for medications just like the rest of the working population. This law will place the complete burden for medications on the California taxpayer. Currently, those who do not have the means to pay the copay amount are not denied their needed medications. There is also a law dealing with the use of drones in California, eliminating the exposure to the average citizens to these sometimes intrusive devices. Well, we seem to be seeing more and more drones in use, which does violate the privacy of many Californians. These are only a few of the very many laws and changes that are coming. A more complete list can be viewed by Googling new laws for California. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.